WHCL, Clinton, New York. And that was Cotton Club Stomp, actually one of the two Cotton Club Stomps that Duke Ellington wrote, performed by Vince Giordano and the Nighthawks off their CD, Cotton Club Revisited, on the Nighthawks label. And if you're on my Radiola blog, you can link to that. You can find it at World's Records. You can buy it right from Vince if you know how to get to him. So if you want to do any of those, but it's a wonderful CD. And I'm playing that tonight. It doesn't really fit in with my anniversary theme, except that we both love the Nighthawks and Vince and the gang. A wonderful, wonderful experience hearing them down in New Jersey at Whippany at the Pee Wee Memorial Stomp last month. But the reason I'm playing them tonight is because Vince was on with the Nighthawks on a Prairie Home Companion last week. And we heard one song, just one song, and they were, boy, you know, all these blues acts and whatever, and it was okay, and that's fine. If you know, blues are fine if you have the blues. I don't have the blues, unfortunately. I must be immune, but I get depressed, but I don't have the blues. But I was listening, and I was just like, well, let's listen to this show, and I listened, and I listened, and I listened. They did one number, Toby. From the Benny Moten book. So in order to rectify the dearth of that and to give Vince some air exposure and some more time on, you know, whatever, we're putting him on tonight, definitely. And possibly in the weeks to come, we'll find some other things to play, too. Definitely. We always like playing that. But Vince, every Monday night, He appears at Sophia's at the Hotel Edison in the Club Cache. That's downstairs, and that's in Midtown Manhattan. I don't have the address in front of me because my mind is semi-blank tonight, which can be a blessing too. But you should go hear Vince in his home stomping grounds, and boy, do they stomp! You should go down there to New York to hear them at the Club Cache at the Hotel Edison, and boy, yep, or wherever you can hear them. One song is not enough from them. Having played one song from them, I'll have to continue. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and now we have Margaret Young with Rube Bloom. This gets back into our theme, 1924, and this pretty much describes it, doesn't it, gang? Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Arrangement from 1926. Dan Russo and Ted Fiorito's Oriole Orchestra on Victor with Mark Fisher on the vocal. We heard from them acoustically a few weeks ago, but I thought I would play that because it fits in. Let's talk about My Sweetie, shall we? Well, you know, you can't shut me up. That's how I feel, definitely. 1926, I like that. Very nice. Before that, something that sounded very well recorded, acoustically recorded okay, from 1924, Nathan Glantz and his orchestra, I'm Satisfied Beside That Sweetie O' Mine, 1924, yes. It does sound, it sounds real good. It's, you know, they don't have the bass in there, but boy, that's the clarity, it's very, very crisp sounding recording. Acoustic recordings did not necessarily sound terrible. There was a lot of information on there. With a modern pickup, you get a lot out of them. Even on a good phonograph of the older variety, you might get some of that too. But that was the best they could do, and they did pretty well. Before that, on a Brunswick, also from 1924, Married Life Has Changed Them Somehow, and it should change it for the better, really. So Big Bad Bill is Sweet William now. Margaret Young, Rube Bloom there on the piano. I'm glad to find Margaret Young 78. So it's hard to find her stuff in nice shape. So whenever they turn up, I see that's time for rejoicing. And this is a time for rejoicing. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola. I'm here every Friday night at 8 p.m. until 10 on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And check this out in the Radiola blog. You wanna hear this show again? Do you? Or any of the other ones? You probably can if you want to. And a lot more stuff, too. We're going to continue here on Radiola with a song I absolutely love, this recording. It is off the shellac. I got it fairly recently. Ruth Etting, this is the flip side of her big hit, her signature song, you might say, which was Love Me or Leave Me. This is the flip side, and I like this one as much, if not more. There's a wonderful solo in here by Eddie Lang, and you'll hear it. So here from 1928, Ruth Etting singing, I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose.
Silver or gold could you bring to me? There is no song that you ever will sing to me, so sweet as the thought this rosebud has brought. I'll keep and caress it, so proud to possess it. I'm keeping this red, red rose, speaking of love and you.
It's a wonder you don't feel it. Oh, I love you so much. My eyes reveal it, that I love you so much. It's a wonder you don't feel it. I've decided that I am through with all this rambling about. I don't know what I'd ever do without you. I'm telling you, I love you so much. I can't conceal it, that I love you so much. It's a wonder you don't feel it.
your father, he said, okay. I asked your mother, she said, hooray. By special permission of the copyright owner, I love you. I asked your grandpa, he said, why not? I asked your grandma, she said, get hot. By special permission of the copyright owner, I love you. Your good old nurse thought you might do worse. Your butler thought so too. If they agree you're the one for me, then why on earth don't you? The preacher's ready for the service, so why the heck do you get so nervous? By special permission of the copyright owners, I love you.
Yeah, well, that was Hal Kemp, and you had to be Hal Kemp if that was Skinny Ennis on the vocal. By special permission of the copyright owners, I love you. Well, it's tougher to get that, so you might need more than just one document. But even so, great song from 1931, and I think the West End Jazz Band does it. I should play their version soon, and I will. But that was from 1931 off of Brunswick. Oh yes. Before that, Ray Seeley, which was actually Ben Selvin, Irving Kaufman, sounding very happy indeed. I love you so much, 1930. Oh, yeah, I've got that somewhere, but this wasn't the one I had. This was another one, but it sounds the same, so what's the difference? I love the record. Before that, a beautiful song, and it just, you know, kills me every time I hear it. Just amazing. I'm Bringing a Red, Red Rose. Recorded near the end of 1928, and you heard Eddie Lang, Joe Venuti in there. Oh boy, just kills me. One of Ruth Etting's best recordings, but we'll hear more from her. Another good recording by her, so don't despair if you're a Ruthie fan. We have a bit more of her later. And on Radiola, we're going to continue now. This is pretty. I'm just playing this because it's pretty, and it fits. Don Bester and his orchestra. In 1933, Neil Buckley on the vocal. Oh, I love it. Shadow Waltz.
Come and sing to you. Let me dream a song that I can bring to you. Take me in your arms and let me cling to you. Let me linger long. Let me live my song. In the winter, let me bring the spring. Let me feel that I mean everything to you. love's old song will be new. In the shadows when I come and sing to you, dear. In the shadows when I come and sing to you.
Thank you.
I can give you anything but love, baby. That's the only thing I've plenty of, baby. Dream a while, scheme a while, you're sure to find happiness, and I guess all the little things you've always longed for. Gee, I'd like to see you looking swell, baby. Diamond bracelets will work, doesn't sell, baby. Till that lucky day, you know darn well, baby, I can give you anything but love.
There are other jazz shows on this station, but you'll never hear Clyde McCoy anywhere else but Radiola. That was Clyde McCoy, Wayne Gregg on the vocal. I can't give you anything but love, baby. And that's very true, by the way. Yeah, I don't mean to giggle, but that is true. 1937. Before that, Ted Black and his orchestra, which I don't know who that was, or Edith Caldwell on the vocal. As Long as I Live. Lovely, lovely song. Probably one of the best songs so with that message. Definitely. Oh, my goodness. 1934, that was. Those two from the Healy Collection before, from my collection, Don Bester and his orchestra, Neil Buckley on the vocal. Lovely, lovely tune by Harry Warren. Shadow Waltz, 1933. Dubin and Warren. Again, boy, where is Dubin? Where are the Dubins and Warrens of today? Not anywhere in my neighborhood. Of course, they wouldn't live in my neighborhood, but they don't seem to be anywhere else either. This is Radio. I'm Andy Sr. This is a celebration of 13 years of having somebody who can stand me, which I find astonishing, like all other things. That should astonish me. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And as promised, here's Ruth Etting again. And sometimes this life is a song. Sometimes it's a dirge. Sometimes it's a quick step. Sometimes it's a mazurka. But Ruth Etting, Life is a Song. Let's sing it together. 1935.
Life is a song, let's sing it together. Let's take our hearts and dip them in rhyme. Let's learn the words, let's learn the music together. Hoping the song lasts for a long, long time. Life is a song that goes on forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note, mend Olson wrote concerning spring weather. Let's sing it together and make life a song. Don't be afraid of the future. All of our plans will come through. How can they fail with love on our side? They'll never fail. We won't be denied. All the world's a symphony for you, for me. Life is a song. Let's sing it together. Oh, let's take our hearts and dip them in rhyme. Let's learn the words, let's learn the music together. Hoping the song lasts for a long, long time. Goes on forever. Love's old refrain can never go wrong. Let's strike the note Mendelssohn wrote concerning spring weather. Ah, let's sing it together and make life a song.
You're my only real, reality. You're my idea of a perfect personality. You're my everything, everything I need. You're from the books I read, you're way beyond belief, and yes, to make it real, you're my winter, the summer, the spring, my my everything. Underneath the sun, you're my everything, rolled up into one. You're my only real, reality. You're my idea of a perfect personality. You're my everything, everything I need. You're my everything, from the books I read. You're way beyond belief, and just to make it real, you're my winter, Summer has a ring from my every
I never knew what they could do. I can't believe that you're in love with me. Ba-da-dee-da-dee-da-da-doo. I'm telling everyone I know. You're on my mind each place you go. I can't believe that you're in love with me. I have always placed you high above me. And I just can't imagine that you love me. Oh, after all is said and done, to think that you're the lucky one, I can't believe that you're in love with me. Your eyes are blue, your kisses too, I never do what they do, can't believe you're in love with me. Da-da-doo-da-doo. I'm telling everyone I know you're on my mind, each place you go, I can't believe you're in love with me. I've always placed you so high above me. I just can't imagine that you love me, baby. Don't hear me talking to ya. After all is said and done, think that you're the lucky one. I can't believe that you're in love with me.
That was the amazing Valida Snow, recording, I think, in Britain in 1937. I can't believe that you're in love with me. That's, Valida Snow. Boy, I can't believe you're in love with me after you're my everything. that was Jerry Colonna, and I like the record. I'm sorry. I just that song is just cries out for that treatment, and but the sentiments are there. That's okay. Nothing wrong with that. You're My Everything, 1937, Jerry Colonna. Later to appear with Bob Hope frequently and for many, many years. But a great jazz musician. He's a trombonist. He was a marvelous musician. But comedy calls sometimes. Before that, Ruth Etting, Life is a Song, Let's Sing It Together, 1935. This is Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, and we're going to continue brief program note. Tomorrow night, please listen to Retro Radio with Mark Fuller, 8 p.m. here on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And now, Herbert Spencer, and I don't know who this guy is, but apparently it's a real band. Irving Kaufman singing 1928. Oh, this is a nice one. From Jerome Kern. Why Do I Love You? Why Indeed.
Thank you. do I love you? Why do you love me? Why should there be two happy as we? Can you see the why or wherefore? I should be the one you care for. You're a lucky boy, I am lucky too. All our dreams of joy seem to come true. Maybe that's because you love me. Maybe that's why I love you.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah. I like that. That's used to you. And I guess that's what happens when you're together for 13 years. But it's a nice thing. It's good to be used to somebody rather than to be unpleasantly surprised. And it's much better. No, unpleasantly surprised is not what you want to be used to. You know, it's nice to feel like somebody's there for you. And I definitely feel that way. And it's good. Eddie Thomas on the vocal there. Ben Burney in his Hotel Roosevelt Orchestra from Old Brunswick, 1929. Before that, Herbert Spencer, not the philosopher, but the band leader and his orchestra. Irving Kaufman on the vocal. Why Do I Love You? From Showboat, 1928. Jerome Kern and Oscar Hammerstein II, I believe, wrote the... He had to. Somebody was there doing it. Or else it would be just da-da-da-da-da. You needed Oscar Hammerstein in there to do the, you know, the grunt work on the lyrics. But lovely, lovely tune. And very appropriate. Yes, I'm happy as heck. I can't deny that. And this is Radio. I'm Andy Senior, and I want to tell you, stay tuned for Live from Echo Base with the Gray Fox. I'll be back next week at 8 p.m. here on WHCL, 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And here's the reason why, this is it. You know, this will say everything. Wabash Dance Orchestra, 1928.
Every star above knows the one I love, sweet Sue, just you. And the moon up high knows the reason why, sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what to do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you.
You're listening to WHCL-FM, Clinton, York.